Good evening. I'm Andy Viano, a staff writer of the Flathead Beacon, and this is the first of our daily updates on the coronavirus outbreak and its effect here in the Flathead Valley. Today is Tuesday, March 17th. It's been less than 4 days since the first cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in Montana, and in just that time, the story has evolved quickly. Every day on this podcast, we'll get you updated on the latest news and numbers, share any new measures put in place by state and local government, and answer your questions. I'll also sit down with members of our staff, and you'll hear from other community members working on containing the virus. In a moment, you'll hear my conversation with Beacon staff writer Justin Franz, and I'll come back at the end of the episode with the latest information. In addition to this podcast, you can read all of our coverage free of charge at flatheadbeacon.com and find more on our Facebook page. That's also where you can ask us questions you'd like to hear us answer on future episodes of this podcast. And if you want to support our work, which we have proudly brought to you free of charge since 2007, please consider joining the Flathead Beacon Editors Club for as little as $5 per month. Editors Club members make all the work we do possible. You can find out more or sign up at beaconeditorsclub.com or flatheadbeacon.com. Okay, here's today's conversation with staff writer Justin Franz. One quick note, you may hear a cooing baby or a rattle during our interview. As I'm sure many of you know, childcare is one of the many ways life has been upended during this pandemic. So there were actually three of us in the studio when this interview was recorded. Justin, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us 10 minutes. I know it's a busy time for everybody around here, but appreciate you sharing your insight.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to go back to Friday. I know we decided to put this podcast together in part because the story has been so fast moving, and we'll get to the latest updates here in a moment. But take us back to Friday afternoon. Office closes for the day. Workers around Montana go home. At that point, there's no confirmed cases of coronavirus in the state. And then what happens next?
The Flathead Beacon, like most media outlets in Montana, had been covering the coronavirus outbreak, you know, as it approached our region. We've written a couple stories over the past couple of weeks, talking to local public health officials, talking to the Kalispell Regional Healthcare, North Valley Hospital. But up until Friday night, it had not arrived in Montana. At about 7 p.m., Governor Steve Bullock sent out a press release announcing that four people in Gallatin, Yellowstone, Silverbow, and Lewis and Clark counties had been diagnosed with the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. And those were the first confirmed cases of the virus in Montana. The gentleman, a male in his 50s, who was reported to be in Lewis and Clark County, was actually from Broadwater County, which is nearby, and had gone to Lewis and Clark for treatment. And so Friday night, late Friday night, was the first reported cases in Montana. And like a lot of newsrooms, the Beacon, you know, snapped into action. We didn't return to the office, but a staff member got a story online as quick as possible just to get that news out there.
So let me go back even a little bit into something you said at the beginning. You know, we had been talking to, you know, local medical providers and local health officials. Had anything been done before Friday afternoon? Any steps been taken by anyone here in Flathead County?
You know, I think local health providers were preparing and just pushing forward the messaging that the CDC has been pushing forward for the better part of a month, that, you know, people should wash their hands, just be aware that this is happening. And local health officials were pushing the same message. They were also doing some testing locally. I know that last week, Kalispell Regional had done a handful of tests midweek, and those tests were being sent to the state lab in Helena for confirmation. None of those tests were positive. So, yeah, I mean, local health officials were preparing as they saw fit, and obviously that effort, those preparations efforts, have increased rapidly in the last few days. On Friday, before there were any confirmed cases of the virus in Montana, the Flathead County Commission appointed Public Health Officer Hillary Hansen as the incident commander for Flathead County's response to this outbreak. And she is basically leading an incident management team that is similar in structure to what you would see during a fire season. You know, you have an incident commander, you have public information officers, you have, you know, sort of certain leads on various operations. And that was stood up. And today, the incident management team has been established at the Flathead County Office of Emergency Services.
Then Friday night, we get the, as you say, the first four confirmed cases. A lot happened then very quickly after that. I know you can read about sort of as many of the closures and cancellations as we could sort of fit in the Flathead Beacon this week and online on our website. But can you go through just some of the major dominoes to have fallen now, I guess, as we sit here Tuesday in the last 72 hours?
Yeah. I mean, as you say, it's changed so much since Friday night. Saturday morning, two more confirmed cases, this time in Missoula County. No new cases on Sunday. And then late last night, two additional cases, a male and female, one in Yellowstone County and one in Missoula County, both in their 20s, confirmed to have the virus. You know, throughout the weekend, you started seeing more emphasis on social distancing and businesses and governments encouraging that. It seemed like Sunday was when things really rapidly happened, Sunday afternoon. At about noon, 1 o'clock, Whitefish Mountain Resort announced that they were closing, which, you know, in the Flathead Valley is certainly big news this time of year. Besides just locals enjoying skiing, it's an enormous economic driver. And so Whitefish Mountain announced that they were closing 3 weeks early, about 5 hours later. Governor Steve Bullock announced that they would be closing schools in Montana for 2 weeks. So yeah, I mean, and since then, it's just been a cascade of closures and announcements of closures. Even just 20 minutes ago, Blacktail Mountain announced that they would be closing temporarily.
The other thing that's been happening elsewhere in the state that I guess as we sit here now, a little bit before noon on Tuesday, has not yet happened here. There have been several counties who have closed bars and restaurants who have gone beyond making sort of the strong suggestion that people not go out and have kind of forced their hand. Has anything like that happened in Flathead County? Do you think anything like that is going to happen in Flathead County?
Yeah. So yesterday, Missoula County, Yellowstone County, Gallatin County, Silver Bow, those communities decided to force restaurants and bars to close or at the very least close their public spaces. Flathead County has not done that yet, although I do know that health officials were reviewing the language of the order in Butte and Silver Bow, getting an idea of what that looked like and how that was done legally. This morning, Flathead County, the Flathead County Commission and the Flathead City County Health Board issued a press release urging businesses to change how they operate, encouraging bars and restaurants to move to a delivery or takeout system to close their dining areas or close their close any area where people can gather. And so yeah, those were not orders to do that, though they were recommendations. But it does seem like as we move forward, most restaurants and most bars will not be operating as normally here in the Flathead Valley. There will be a bigger increase in takeout and pickup options. I know just a couple pizza places in Whitefish yesterday were talking about they're only going to be doing pickup and delivery.
Then sort of close and reemphasize for folks, the Flathead City County Health Department, along with everyone from the federal government down to the state level and the county level, have been making recommendations. What locally is the recommendation here for how the health department thinks people should behave as of right now, again, at noon on Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it is a reflection of what we're seeing from the CDC and from the state of Montana, encouraging people not to gather in large groups. Stay, you know, do not gather in groups larger than 10. Wash your hands. If you're a senior citizen, stay inside or limit your exposure to the outside world, and just be smart. Practice social distancing. That is the thing health officials keep saying. Practice social distancing, and if you're sick, stay home.
If you are sick, what should people do? What is the health department saying you should do if you feel like maybe you have symptoms of the coronavirus?
Well, one thing that they've been saying, and they said this last week, was if you're sick, call first. Call your healthcare provider, call the city county health department, call the hospital, but do not just show up at the hospital. That's definitely not a good idea at this time. Kalispell Regional Healthcare announced today that they would be offering no-cost virtual health visits to provide support for those experiencing flu-like symptoms. So basically, you would be able to visit with a doctor virtually, remotely, over the phone, and they could sort of diagnose you and talk to you about your symptoms, and if need be, you know, order an opportunity for you to have a test. And they're going to be doing that through March 24th, although I'm sure if, as this outbreak continues, that will be extended.
All right. Thank you again for the time, Justin. Appreciate you stopping by and sharing it with us.
Thank you so much.
Here's the latest news on the novel coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, as of 4 p.m. on Tuesday, March 17th. As Justin mentioned, Kalispell Regional Healthcare today announced it would offer no-cost virtual health visits to those experiencing flu-like symptoms, including fevers, dry coughs, and fatigue. The service will be offered through March 24th and is meant to extend community care while lessening the immediate impacts on KRH staff and infrastructure. More information is available at krhcareanywhere.org. Also Tuesday, the Flathead City County Board of Health sent guidelines to local businesses to help them with social distancing. The guidelines, which are not mandatory, include closing any areas where large groups can congregate, moving to alternate methods of food delivery, altering face-to-face and walk-in services so that they may be provided over the phone, holding meetings virtually, reconstructing offices to distance employees, encouraging work at home, and more. You can learn more at flatheadhealth.org. Blacktail Mountain Ski Area announced it was joining Whitefish Mountain Resort in closing, although the Lakeside Mountain has said its closure is only temporary for now. Blacktail staff said Tuesday it was unclear whether they would be able to reopen this season. And while schools throughout Montana are closed for the next 2 weeks, a number of local districts are still providing meals for students. Kalispell Public Schools is offering drive-through pickups between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. at 7 different locations, and Columbia Falls and Whitefish also have meals available. In addition, the Flathead Food Bank announced its pantry will be closed to customers as of Wednesday, March 18th, but that prepackaged bags of food will be available curbside to minimize the contamination risk. The food bank is also holding separate pickup times for those aged 60 and over, who can now pick up food between 9 a.m. and noon on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Others can do the same between 1 and 4 p.m., also on Tuesdays and Thursdays. For more detail and information on those stories, visit flatheadbeacon.com. Finally, Governor Steve Bullock was holding a news conference late this afternoon. If important news and updates emerge from that news conference, they will be shared at flatheadbeacon.com. And once again, if you have questions you would like answered on this podcast in the coming days, visit the Flathead Beacon on Facebook or email questions to Andy, A-N-D-Y, at flatheadbeacon.com. Thanks for listening.